Welcome. I'm Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. Today I want to talk about cowardice and commitment. There's a bunch of stuff going on in my life right now that is out of my comfort zone. That's the good stuff, right? That's what the Instagram posts say. All the good stuff happens outside the comfort zone. So I'm so happy to be in this place. So in my life, I have built up a world, built up a life where I am free. I do not have a family. I live alone. I have a career that I basically do what I want when I want. It's pretty sweet. But by doing so, I've been able to have a lot of experiences that most people never have. But there's also these core human experiences that I have not had. I have never committed to owning a dog and caring for a dog. I've never felt the love of a pet like that. And I don't think goldfish count. At least that's what dog owners tell me. I've never been married, never had a kid, I've never owned a home. And so the sacrifices or the price that I have paid for this freedom, has it been worth it? I think so, but there has been a cost. And right now in my current world are these two scenarios that are pushing me and in a very interesting way, giving me an opportunity to explore these unknown previously to me realms. And I have to thank some pretty remarkable women for allowing me to not... release or abandon the person that I have become in order to experience these things that have been outside my realms in the past. So one of them, as is hard for me to not be talking about since we've last done a live broadcast. Actually, the last live broadcast was from Chicago with co-hosts Amy and Asher. Amy, the mother of my child, Asher. Asher, my boy. And if you have been following along at all, you can tell that this has been an experience that has given me emotions and thoughts beyond what I expected. So many of my parents who are friends, you know, warned me, and I kind of felt like, you know, everyone says, oh, once you, you know, have that kid on your chest, everything's going to change. And my thought was, yeah, for you, but I'm the freedom guy, you know? And so, of course, after spending a day with hanging around the house with Asher sleeping on my chest, things changed. And I got cracked open and I started to think deeper into the future of how am I going to be in this little person's life. I had an epiphany as I was coming home on the plane. There was a family, a young family, with a little baby, maybe 8 months old baby. And I was like, oh, I can see the difference between 8 months and 8 days. Like 8 days is a squirmy little larva thing. You know, it's cute, but it's also kind of weird looking, you know, and makes really confused faces, like constantly trying to figure out, wait, it was warm and it was, wait, what's happening? Huh? And an 8-month-old is responsive and smiling and giggling. And I was like, wow. And so as I'm taking the plane home and I see this little baby, I had this just overwhelming thought of like, there's nothing in San Diego that I'm flying back to that I'm as excited about seeing Asher at 8 months. And I'm like, fuck. I have no plans for this. This does not work with my day-by-day life, my do-what-I-feel-like world. I have to figure out how I'm going to do this. I got to figure out how I'm going to be traveling to Chicago on a frequent, routine basis. is my hope, my plan, my heart wants me to do that. And when I say this flow into a life experience that I've never had before is facilitated by amazing women. Like, this is only possible because of Amy, because of the way that she has welcomed me into her and Asher's life, accepts me as I am, and accepts me to contribute in the way that I am called to do so, rather than what I, you know, am obligated to do so. And so I have this profound love to give from a place of gifting without any of my triggers about fear of letting people down. And that is so huge underlying all of these things. I am so afraid of letting people down. And so years ago when I had a vasectomy, one of the big reasons was because I watched my brother as a father and saw what it took and realized that I didn't think I had that in me. And so I never wanted to be a bad father. So I would remove that from the possibility. So in this new scenario that I couldn't even imagine previously, I'm able to not father, but bio-dad, to contribute love and guidance if it ever comes to that. And from this personality, from this world that I have grown into, without it being some massive sacrifice, it can be something I'm doing out of choice, out of joy, and without the triggers of responsibility that have made me feel so fearful in the past, that have triggered my cowardice. So I don't know where things are headed, but I'm so grateful and I'm so excited for this ability to kind of step into levels of commitment. Like, I feel committed to Asher. I don't know what that looks like, but because of the scenario, because of the amazingness of Amy, I don't have to have this all contracted out. I don't have to feel like if Amy needs something, I have to provide it, because that's not where this is at. So I'm able to then give from such a wonderful place, or for me, what feels a wonderful place. And I wanted to, you know, I guess I'm going to go all over the place here today. One of the things that you know, I had a talk with a father this weekend who's got two kids, and you know, I see in him the things that I saw in my brother, like how freaking hard it is to raise kids, how relentless, how huge a sacrifice it is to be a parent. And he, you know, lovingly pointed out that he noticed that he got triggered by all of the interactions that I was having online and all the positive things and all the glowing praise that I was getting, because he's like, dude, you know, this is all beautiful, but truthfully, you haven't earned it, you know. And I want to acknowledge all the parents, the true parents, that I agree with this 1,000%. And I recognize how lucky I am to have the experience that I'm having, considering the person that I am. And maybe as I grow, I will, you know, wish to have deeper and deeper experiences like this. Maybe I will want to have the relentlessness in the future. But I want to recognize and appreciate the parents who do not have the back door, the getaway, the safety net of that I do as my bio dad uncle-y type role. And as far as I had a huge epiphany about letting people down regarding so many things in my life. And so there was a big party, a fundraiser that I helped run and throw for Pink Heart and Abraxas, these two Burning Man camps. And it happened Saturday night. And I realized after the fact, I mean, I took on way too much. And I didn't delegate. And because, and then I would do everything as best as I could because I was afraid of letting people down. Someone would comment, "Hey, why aren't you guys promoting more?" And I'd be like, "I need to promote more." Someone donated something for a raffle, so I put into place a silent auction, and rather than ask somebody. Well, I said, "Hey, does anybody want to take this on and be point person?" Because that's my passive way of asking for help. And I've learned that I need to say, "Hey, Lewis, would you be point person on this?" And trust them to say, "I can't do it." Because I am so afraid, not just of letting people down, of making people feel uncomfortable. And this need to always have everybody pleased with me, causing no obstruction or friction in my interactions, puts me in a situation where then I had way too many things that I was the only person that knew how to do it. And so then I say, okay, well, rather than figure out who can do this, I'm just going to do it. And then for the rest of the weeks leading up to it and the event itself and the after, I'm the only person doing it. So I'm meeting with the people who are bringing the prizes. I'm creating the printouts for the clipboards. Now, thank God, Stephen, the night of, took it over and made the area for it and answered his own questions for all the things that I just could not put attention to. But, you know, the next day, what I should have done is said, "Stephen, you have saved me tonight. Can you be point person on this and be responsible for contacting all the winners and distributing the prizes and everything? Can you do that? Because today, this morning, I'm tracking down the winners and trying to read their handwriting and contacting the people who have given prizes. And while I'm doing the accounting for the event, because I never brought somebody in and said, hey, can you be in charge of the money and stuff?" And so I'm like this huge epiphany of like, I need to change my vocabulary. I need to change my communication to ask and request and trust that people will say no, and trust that people will not feel put upon if I tap them. For some reason, that is the hardest. It's been, I never do that. I say, "Can anybody do this?" and hope that somebody raises their hand. And so if you know me, be warned, I might be tapping you soon. The other thing that I realized is because my memory is so bad, I know people all the time tell me, "Hey, let me know if I can ever help out." And just like with people's names, it goes, whew, I go, "Awesome, I feel that energy, I totally feel that you would do that." And then I can't remember who said that. So as awesome as the party went, I did not have as much fun. And leading up to it, I definitely didn't have much fun. And I even many times in the week leading up said, "I'm definitely never doing this again." I told the Pink Heart leadership, I'm like, "I'm off the fundraising committee. You know, no more. I can't do this. I have to do my own stuff." And because I'm so afraid of letting people down, like I kept picturing, what if in this big, amazing venue, it's empty and there's no one dancing. And I just having this thought of like, what if that, and everything's my responsibility. I mean, I've been doing almost everything. So if it sucks, it's all me. And all these people that I will let them all down. And so I neglected so many other things that I'm supposed to be doing for my personal life, like finding a place to live or making sure people know that I am starting up a new group of Pink Path adventurers. And I haven't put any energy into that because all I could think about was the fear of letting people down. And that fear of letting people down is more powerful than the fear of my personal uncertainty. Whew. So, the other area is, as I'm trying to figure out a place to live, my partner Becca, the timing is such that she also needs a place to live at the same time. And so the possibility of cohabitation has come up. And this is a terrifying idea for me. I have not had success with romantic cohabitation in the past. I mean, it's had some good moments and then bad moments. I'm sure this has never happened to you. And so I like my freedom, as previously discussed. I consider myself an introvert extrovert. I need time to recharge. I need, and so there's all these fears about, well, if we're getting along so great, why put a bunch of bees into a jar and shake it? And yet there's also a part of me that says, well, aren't you ready to try to take the advanced class? I mean, you guys trigger each other. I get triggered. I learn a lot in this relationship. But maybe the courageous thing to do is to push myself to learn more, even knowing that it could be disastrous. Especially when you consider that she and I are exploring a level of polyamory that I have never experimented with before, or not experiment, I guess, practiced. And how the F can that work? Now, I'm sure you can tell me exactly how it could. And I've been listening to podcasts, and she and I have a meeting today after this. She kind of nudged me before she went out the door saying, maybe don't talk about this on Facebook Live. And to which I say, oh, right, I forgot you said that. So maybe I'll stop that part of the conversation now. But I should say that it is her communication and clear, open bluntness and her ability to ask for what she wants and, you know, that has helped me to push into this area of doing better at that myself. It's related to the kind of consent culture thing. Like, you gotta trust that people will say no so that you can trust their yes. I've definitely been guilty in the past of agreeing to do things that I don't feel so good about. And I need to work on myself and trust others that a dialogue, a communication can be created with direct requests and trusted responses. So I'm gonna directly request that if you know anyone that is in midlife crisis or is coming home from work every day, cursing their job and their career, if they're in a shit or get off the pot mentality about something in their life or kind of figure out what the heck am I supposed to be doing, steer them to pinkpath.net and let me talk to them and see if they should be a part of the new Pink Path. I so appreciate the patience and understanding I get from everyone, from you. I'm not sure exactly what I need in this moment. But I'm gonna really practice on making that clear. Whew, I'm so grateful to Amy, so grateful to Becca, so grateful to you, so grateful for Asher, so grateful for Steven, so grateful for all the Abraxas and Pink Heart crew that helped out on Saturday night. So grateful to David Starfire and Johnny Quest and Sweet Leaf and everyone who brought their gifts. Thank you to Anja and Michael Ravenwood. And thank you to all the hearts that receive me. And maybe as I work on this communication, maybe as I have pain and suffering like I did last week, it will be enough to force me through the little discomforts and awkwardness of saying, hey, would you be in charge of condom and lube distribution for the night? So that I don't feel like, I mean, thank you, Christy, for saying, hey, have you hid the eggs yet for our 420 Easter egg? And I'm like, no. So she says, would you like me to do that? Yes. I need to stop being in that situation where people, their compassion gets so large that they say, do you want some help? I need to start saying, excuse me, would you help me? So in advance, thank you for helping me. I love you. If you enjoy these transmissions, do me a huge favor and share them. Give them a thumbs up, give them a like. Let people know that this is worth listening to. It would make a big difference in my life. Or join my email list and get to know all the new things that happen, including when my next round of coaching will start at list.hugnation.com. Actually, just search Hug Nation. You can find my YouTube channel, find my iTunes, all the good stuff. I love you.